Tosus explains that wine is considered machmas hasuda because one only drinks the wine because it's the middle of a meal. But Tosus says that if one were not in the middle of a meal, one would not drink wine. Tosus brings that Rashi explains the conclusion of the Gemara, that wine is gerim bracha bifnei atzmai, as meaning that since wine often comes for kiddush or for the brachas under the chuppah, the chasna, and one drinks wine even when one is not thirsty, therefore it's considered not machmas hasuda. However, Rabbi Nutan says that water and beer are considered machmas hasuda, and that wine would also be if it didn't have a unique bracha. Tosis concludes that the Ri and Rabbi Nutan said that water is called machmas hasuda because one drinks during the meal to wash down the food and one cannot eat without drinking. Wine would be the same. One also drinks wine to wash down the food, except that the Gemara explains that wine is unique because it's gerim bracha bifnei atzmai. Apparently the conclusion of Tosis is that all drinks are identical to foods, and both of them would require a bracha when they're not machmas hasuda, and both of them, foods and drinks, would be exempt from a bracha when they are machmas hasuda.